This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The swamp was absolutely horrified in D.C. They've had 11 hearings that I know of where they lie about yours truly and the First Amendment and then call for the banning of conservatives, nationalists, and patriots across the board. So I went and spoke at the press conference. I went where the press goes to speak to the different senators so I could face my accusers. And the corporate media spun it like I was being disruptive. Meanwhile, we have video and photos on InfoWars.com of George Soros groups, known people that work for Soros, paying the disruptors cash in the parking lot, and then video and photos of the disruptors, which is well known. I caught a leftist Soros Bloomberg-funded group 17 years ago. No, 18 years ago. It was in 2000. Paying $400 to two young black men to go in and act like gangbangers in front of the Texas legislature. And we caught them. There was an ethics committee hearing about it. Hannah Hoser, the head of the committee, got in trouble for it. So I show up when I was in the front of the USA Today concerning Jack Dorsey making the personal decision not to ban me and Dorsey denying it. I'm the main topic of the hearings, quote, fake news and censorship, and the media acts like I'm weird even showing up. That's the level of their deception. Now, the big news, obviously, is Trump says snakes are everywhere, and clearly this fake New York Times situation is a composite of different leakers written by a professional writer at the New York Times. It is a thing of fiction. They are not the resistance. We are the resistance. Trump is the proud, daring lion amongst the hyenas. He's helped turn the country around to a 4.6% growth rate projected. Now currently 4.2, but the new number is going to be 4.6, even the Federal Reserve says. He's proven they were artificially suppressing us. And so he's surrounded by traitors. He's surrounded by cowards because the deep state, FBI and leftist CIA is harassing and bullying and threatening everyone using serious Cold War spy tactics. And believe me, I know. I had stuff happen in D.C., and this is the big takeaway, that is directly out of a spy novel. And I'm talking to lawyers, a bunch of other people, about what I'm going to do. It'll either be today or tomorrow I talk about it for my own safety, but it is next level. But Mueller is planning to try to frame me, indict me, and then I believe kill me ahead of them being able to actually have their kangaroo trial. That's their plan. They've already tried to kill Stone twice. So this is big league, folks. It doesn't get any more big league than this. And when they saw that they're totally blind politically, that I could show up anywhere I want and take over, when they saw how they'd taken me and built me into Godzilla to frighten the left with, that now when I show up, I am Godzilla. And so now they're in full panic mode, ladies and gentlemen. And this is total political warfare where they're saying kill conservative leaders, kill the president, kill their families, kill everybody. They're the ones coming after us. They're the ones that want violence. And 61 days out, what do we tell you they do? What does this resistance article in the New York Times owned by the Mexican kingpin say? Oh, yeah, you're the resistance. You got the courts. You got Hollywood. You got the big banks. You got the Chi-Coms. You got all the media, all the establishment media demonizing this great president. And what do they say? They say 25th Amendment. And what do you have Bernstein and Woodward? All of them are saying, remove him, remove him, remove him. He's doing a terrible job. And the more they do this, the more we love him. So they just ratchet up now into open political warfare. And stuff you wouldn't believe. They're going around threatening everyone associated with Trump with prison if they don't start lying about the president. And they're saying, we're going to get you and your family when we take Trump out if you don't. They're using terrorism.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What we've done. So when you tell me about some anonymous source within the administration, probably was failing and probably here for all the wrong reasons. Now, and the New York Times is failing. If I weren't here, I believe the New York Times probably wouldn't even exist. And someday when I'm not president, which hopefully will be in about 6.5 years from now, the New York Times and CNN and all of these phony media outlets will be out of business, folks. They'll be out of business because there'll be nothing to write and there'll be nothing of interest. So nobody has done what this administration has done. And I agree, it's different from an agenda which is much different than ours, and it's certainly not your agenda, that I can tell you.
Thank you.
It's about open borders. It's about letting people flee into our country. It's about a disaster and crime for our country. So they don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like them because they're very dishonest people. Remember this also about the New York Times. When I won, they were forced to apologize to their subscribers. They wrote a letter of apology. It was the first time anybody's ever done it because they covered the election incorrectly. So if the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. The poll numbers are through the roof. Our poll numbers are great. And guess what? Nobody is going to come close to beating me in 2020 because of what we've done. We've done more than anybody ever thought possible in, it's not even 2 years. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Days to the most important election in world history. And I look at Trump, that bull, that lion, surrounded by all the hyenas and all the liars and all the scum, like Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller, dishonorable, evil, wicked people with so many crimes, so many wars, so many child kidnapping rings, so much narcotics trafficking under their belt. And you see Trump out there with all his morals and all his strength. It's like a North Star to bring this country back, and they put out all these lies and all this propaganda to try to turn you against him as they push for the 25th Amendment to be implemented, to remove him now before the midterms, because Kavanaugh is going to get confirmed. And there's going to be a huge red wave despite the election fraud and all the people voting in the names of dead people. And they're now in full panic mode. But I got to tell you, I can't talk about it yet. But undoubtedly, the most insane thing happened to me yesterday that is like nothing you've ever seen in a movie concerning Russiagate. But I already knew what they were doing to everybody's families around Trump and the intimidation and the threats, but it is just unbelievable. And I got calls into law firms. I got a bunch of other stuff going on. But believe me, if Mueller thinks that I'm not going to release all this, he's got another thing coming. You guys are crazy. And it shows that they are going for broke. They are mad dog. I mean, that guy on screen, if you're a TV viewer, delivered uranium to the Russians for Hillary to do uranium transfers of 25% of our uranium. And then he tells us that Trump's a Russian agent. And because they're the globalists that sold the country out, and because they're the outside power that hates flyover country, that says America was never great, will never be great, because they want the economy to plunge, Bill Maher, you've heard them. Because of that, they've got to say we're all Russian agents. So they have a way to overthrow Trump, overthrow the 2016 election, and have federally, globally controlled elections where we never have real elections again. America was on its deathbed, ladies and gentlemen. So despite all the epic stuff that happened yesterday at the hearings and the Rubio situation and me confronting the head CNN thought police officer, Oliver Darcy, who admittedly goes around and runs the banning of major sites like InfoWars and others off of major platforms. He sat there to my face and said, none of that's happening. So let's pull up 10 or 15 of the articles here where he was calling for me to not have my book published and calling for folks to take me down off Twitter and saying, look, he's violating your rules, taking down, and then him getting credit for it. And he sat there right into the camera and said, nope, no one's taking you off. I'm not involved. No. The total disrespect for the truth, total arrogance, total inversion of reality. So that's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they've had 11 hearings that I know of. I'm always finding new ones in the last year and a half saying I'm a Russian agent. I'm a racist. I'm fake news. That I say nobody died at Parkland in Florida, never said that. You know, they can, out of context, twist that on the Sandy Hook. So what are they going to do? They're going to frame me for being a Russian. And that's what they're planning to do. 100% confirmed. They tried to do it to me yesterday. And I was just poleaxed. I mean, I couldn't believe the nature of it. And the folks that did this, they don't think I'm not going to go public? I mean, oh, yeah, let that fuse be lit politically. You don't know when that's going to go sky high, do you? Probably in the next 3 hours. So, like I said, I don't know how this is all going to end, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one. Because D.C. is full of a bunch of cowards and a bunch of followers and a bunch of people intimidated by thugs on top. And Trump's been watching all his life and sick of it. And he thought he could go turn the country around. Wouldn't be hard because they were artificially bleeding it on purpose. That's admitted. If you had the courage. The hard part's the courage to be attacked. But if you can just get in there and follow basic Americana free market, we'll be the richest country in the world like we always were. We got the right stuff. I got something. And it's super bad. I got something that tells me what to do. So we're here. This is the fight for America. This is the globalist attack. This is going on. Everyone should choose a side. Most people that serve the system near the top do it out of abject fear. They do it because they're threatened into it. They do it because they live lives of fear and insecurity. And it's all done in the name of the country. But what they really mean is, it's done in the name of the corrupt organizations and groups that have hijacked this nation. And they have total disdain for you and your family. It's like the Oliver Darcy guy, who has some of the most evil, but not evil in a powerful way, like the most pathetic, dishonest eyes. Just they just ooze betrayal and weakness and just a very effeminate type of evil. But it's not effeminate. It has that twistedness when it's in a man's eyes. And just someone totally turned over to deception, going, I never said take you off. No one ever took you off. You've not been taken off anything. Just that enjoyment. Like Marco Rubio said, you don't exist. I know who you are. As if denying I exist gives him some power. That's what they do. Only other person that looks more evil is Brian Stelter. And then you ask, why do they hire these guys? Because that's who they are. The executives like it. And that's who wants to dominate you and run your life. We come back. I'm going to get to the fake New York Times article. People say, who is the source? It's a composite made up by the New York Times, as I said last night. And it's just a bunch of cowards who've been in and out of the administration who get threatened by Mueller and everybody, and their wives get threatened, and so they roll over like dogs and show their bellies. Well, there are a few Texans left in this country, baby, and I'm not rolling over to nothing. In fact, I just put the accelerator down to ramming speed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune favors the bold, and the fortune I seek is liberty for my family and your family. I am so honored to stand with President Trump. The stamina, the energy, how smart he is. And then you read the news, and it's he's weak, he's stupid, he's racist, he's bad, he hates Southerners. But no tapes of any of it. All complete garbage. And the lies get more elaborate, more insane, more out of control. And here's the takeaway. We're 61 days out. They know they're going to lose the midterms. All the internal polls show it. They've got bots that can track it all, not the fake polls. And they know the Democratic Party has lost the people. A total political realignment's happened. Normally when that happens, then the new one party splits into a couple more or into a second party. And they know that, so they want to ban the election, hold new ones that are staged, and then split the Democratic Party into two new parties, a communist wing and a socialist wing. And that's what you see happening with the Democratic Party right now and all these socialists and communists winning primaries. And they admit in their white papers they're doing this. People say, how does he know all this? Because I actually read this instead of watching football and baseball. And I'm not saying you're bad if you want to watch football. I'm not saying you don't. I kind of want to go down and see a Houston Astros game or whatever. The point is that I can't do it because we're in a total war. So I cannot hype enough to you. I don't have words to describe to you how dire the situation is. This country's on an emergency operating table. Our heart stopped. You, the listeners of this broadcast, InfoWars, President Trump, DrudgeReport.com, are the literal defibrillators that started the heart back. And they said, oh, you're dead. Well, now we're sewed up. We're walking around. We're on a walker. But we could get a lot better. And they're like, no, 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 lay back down, lay back down. And they want to have you lay down and inject you with a lethal injection, ladies and gentlemen. They want the control. We have the audio tapes of them saying bitter clingers and they hate Christians and saying it publicly. We have them cheering, America was never great, it'll never be great. We have them saying they want a depression. We have Silicon Valley that I told you 10 years ago is building giant bunkers in New Zealand. And they had the media attack me 10 years ago. Jones claims the elite are moving to New Zealand and building bunkers. I was told it by a gentleman who builds dams around the world, who's very rich. And I'm going to leave it at that. Who said they're planning something big. They're doing major projects that are $50 million, $100 million, $200 million projects in New Zealand. For in case of a societal complete breakdown. Of course, they're engineering it. Next decade's news today. Bloomberg this week. The super rich of Silicon Valley have a doomsday escape plan. Exactly what I told you. That's why they want me off the air, folks. Not because I'm fake news, but because I'm real news. And they realize that I can go anywhere I want and take over the media. And they can't stand it. And they know that our numbers went up when they banned us. They can't stand that. And so I'm telling you, they're making their move on me because they're making their move on you. If you want to pull up the article from like 8-9 years ago, and there's more, just type in Hollywood elite moving to New Zealand, Infowars.com, or James Cameron moves to New Zealand to avoid bioweapon release. That's the real reason. See, there's a leftist global plan that once they collapse the third world and scare the first world enough, they're going to let in enough to create political division, about 100 million in Europe, 100 million in the U.S., then they're going to build giant walls. Trump isn't part of this, but because he's doing it early to stop the crisis. They're going to build the walls later, bring in total biometric control and a police state to counter the collapsing third world, and then they're going to release a bioweapon that's going to wipe out the first round 2 or 3 billion people. And then once they get a real hyper-police state in after that, then they'll deliver the true super weapons. And then they will retire to their labyrinthine palaces while we kill each other. But they've got to have automated military forces and drone forces to carry out suppression and mop-ups for some computer models they've got that human-directed forces, and by that people directed for a pro-human future, would be able to basically understand the plan even once it was launched and then run a countervailing system that would then remove the planetary cleansing operation that they are preparing. So the real reason I'm verboten is because there is a planetary cleansing operation prepared to reduce world population by 99%. They tell university students 80%, but you're part of the elite 20% that are going to save the earth because you're an environmentalist, you're anti-human, you're anti-God, you'll be part of the priest class. Because, you know, they don't tell them it's 99%. They can do the math, knowing they're going to be killed as well. They tell low-level folks at the first entry level, we're going to kill 80%. Then at higher levels, they say, well, it's actually 90%. And then at the highest levels, they say 99%, except one level above that, the final level, because there's always a hidden level, they say, actually, our God tells us we must transcend humans and merge with silicon, and that humans are actually a curse to the universe, and that our God will only let us ascend to godhood once the human race has been completely eradicated. And that is they believe, the interdimensional transmission they're receiving. Of course, we are in deep space. That does sound quite like a plan, doesn't it? But regardless, that's what they believe, and they're building the plan for Lucifer. And Lucifer plans to kill, steal, and destroy. And if God doesn't intervene, there will not be any flesh spared. Revelation. So you need to understand that they are going to kill you and your family for sure if they have their way. And you have to understand that, why is Elon Musk having his company destroyed and sabotaged? They nearly have people in there. I knew this 6 months ago, but now it's confirmed. Blowing up stuff in his plant. Because he's been in these meetings and said, I don't want to be part of it. He's come out and told you, beware of those that worship AI gods. They plan to get rid of everybody by 2050. It's a nightmare plan. Oh, my God, humanity, please wake up. And now his company is to be destroyed. They're like, hey, dude, we let you in the club, and you said no. Now we're going to slowly destroy you and discredit you everywhere, and that's why you see them doing that. That's how it works. And so at the end of the day, none of these globalists are going to make it out of this. Whatever it is they're building will kill everybody in the end. There won't be one Luciferian person left if they succeed this program, standing there in this system, supposedly going to merge with some silicon god and ascend, and they're going to be deceived, of course, in the end. That's how it works. And that's it. You're not living in a science fiction book. You're living on a planet in deep space, baby, orbiting a standard sun, and you're living in the future, and it's here. And you're facing a satanic interdimensional attack. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got stone, and I'm super bad.
I got something.
Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I see it. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I want to try myself a few. I got soul.
I'm super bad.
I'm super bad.
Bobby Stone in the house.
I love to do my thing.
We'll be right back with him in a moment.
No one else.
I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say it very, very slowly because I know the audience gets it. But what horrifies the bureaucrats, CNN, the New York Times, is Obama openly set up a CIA office in the last Defense Authorization Act. And I know you're like, Alex, you say this every day. I know. For 2 years. Because that's how they're funding and doing all this, and they're using spies training reporters how to intimidate and threaten people. And then they've got a rogue group in the FBI and Justice Department running around terrorizing everyone, and we're going to get to that. And they're going and threatening people that they need to set up me and Roger Stone or they're going to go to prison. They have gone into criminal overdrive, and they're doing things so criminal, it's like when a bank robber gets caught and he grabs a little girl and puts a gun to their head. I mean, they're at the gun to the head thing going, get back, get back, get back. And then there's Trump, totally competent, kicking butt, economy coming back, all these great things. And they are saying, remove him. And this is meant to make him totally paranoid, this fake New York Times piece. Yes, obviously, it's Nikki Haley is one of the main sources and one of his former lawyers. But it's a composite, professionally written by the New York Times, as Inez D'Souza and others have said. The kingpin-owned New York Times is not the resistance. We're the resistance. We're the ones being deplatformed. We're the ones under siege. Trump's the one under attack. And you just crack the door to letting us in, and everything gets better. Because, baby, we believe in America. I'm in the cult of America. And you can feel it. She's in a lot of trouble right now. And so I'm not scared at all. I've got to mentally know that whatever happens, God's going to take care of my children. And you get to the point where you got to tell your kids, like I took them to school this morning. Someday your daddy's not going to be here. You just need to be good people and be strong and stick up for each other. Do what's right. But when you come to that point, you're already starting to say bye to your kids. You know how close we are to midnight, folks. But you know what? It makes me want to do it even more because we're facing true, unadulterated, pure evil. Pure. That has a will to dominate us. Well, you know what? I have a will to be free. And the stuff going on behind the scenes I'm going to reveal soon is beyond anything you've ever heard of in the Soviet Union. And the fact that these people get away with this in impunity makes me love Trump even more and love you even more and what we've done together is so beautiful. I was in the halls of Congress, and they have these professional agitators that have been caught being paid by Soros and the Democrats disrupt everything. And they'll come over, and you go, oh, God, here comes a zombie. Because they can be black, they can be white, they can be Hispanic. They look like somebody sucked their soul out. Their arms are always hanging at their side. They're always like, and they'll just scream out stupid stuff. And then you try to talk to them, they can't even talk. And these everybody else groveling to the political class, and it's like, everyone's afraid of this? This is what's hijacked our country. This is shameful. This is dishonorable. We have a pack of criminals in Washington. And they have the nerve then to say that Trump's a liar and Trump doesn't stand for anything. All Trump's done is deliver on what he said he would do. He's neurotic about it. Roger Stone joins us, but I'm going to just say this briefly because I tend to not plug, and if I don't plug, we won't be here. This is going to be a long haul. They wanted Trump out by last December. They failed. They want him out in the next 61 days. They admit it. 25th Amendment. It's all in this fake New York Times piece meant to make Trump paranoid, meant to make him go crazy. I watched him bounding around on C-SPAN last night. He's totally energized. He's a fighter like me, like Roger Stone. Roger and I have never been more alive. Trump's never been more alive. Look at him. That's a lion right there on your screen. I am so thankful to God and my ancestors that I'm an honorable person and that I knew in my gut to line up with that guy right there. And I tell you, wherever this train's going, I'm on it. And everybody knows it. And Trump's gaining in the polls, even the fake ones. We're breaking their corrupt will right now, and you're about to see their maximum push. But I think if the Democrats in deep state get their hands on a nuke, they're going to try to nuke Trump. I think more and more that's what they're going to do, or crash the stock market. Because they want to crash it before they kill him or remove him or drug him. They could give him something to make him, you know, have a heart attack, too. I just pray for President Trump, pray for InfoWars, pray for Roger Stone, and get great products you need. I need you to go buy T-shirts. I need you to sign up for auto ship on fish oil and turmeric and all the other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. And you've stood with us this long. And we're going to continue to move forward despite the attacks. But I got to tell you, watching the cowardice of other people, not our audience, but the cowardice of other people in the political system trying to keep their heads down, we're losing everything because we kept our heads down. And thank God we got somebody like Trump that's championing it. So whether it's Brain Force or whether it's any of these great products, they're 40-50% off. The Labor Day special is going to go until tomorrow, and then we've got to end it. There'll be some new specials, but whether it's colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste, fluoride-free, whether it's the great ultimate turmeric formula, or whether it's the super silver, strongest over-the-counter silver out there, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. I would see our supporters. They had light in their eyes, amazing. No matter what color they were, they had a spirit of goodness. And I'd see the enemy, and they were either these demonic power gods who were like crippled by their lust for power, or they were like zombies. And it's just such an epic time. So, Roger, I know you've been going through massive insanity and just major political assaults, Gestapo tactics, you name it. But let's talk about Trump right now. Just as we're about to go to break. Clearly, as you predicted a year ago, they're doing 25th Amendment. They're everywhere saying it. They're making their move. Do you agree?
The classic example yet again of InfoWars having tomorrow's news today. We've been talking here at InfoWars about the 25th Amendment play by the deep state and the two-party duopoly. The president, based on some early bad advice from his son-in-law and others, has put a number of deep state quislings right inside his administration. And it's possible, if this New York Times editorial isn't a total fraud, that it was written by Elaine Chao, for example, the red Chinese operative who's married to the Senate majority leader and who was the longest serving member of the George W. Bush cabinet. Why you would appoint such a person is an odd question. Or maybe it's John Huntsman, who openly trashed Donald Trump during the presidential campaign, but currently serves as our ambassador to, you guessed, Russia. No, I think that the soft coup is in full gear now. This is why they're going after you. It's why they're going after me. But we're not important. It's Donald Trump they're going after, and this bullet is aimed at his head, I say rhetorically. And let's hope it's just rhetorically, because these people are hysterical. And there's no limits to what they might do.
We're going to come back and get into how Trump should strike back and what he should do. But even a lot of globalists say don't remove Trump, it'll blow up in their face. But I think they're so crazy they're going to try to do it.
It's entirely possible, Alex. They're like cornered rats now. With millions of new jobs and record economic growth, they see the handwriting on the wall and they're desperate to remove Trump before he totally revives the country.
That's right. They've been running us in the ground by design. Now we've got the wheel partially away. Everybody can see we're steering out of the thunderstorm into beautiful blue skies, and they are pissed to turn us back into hell.
More than 80% of teens look to their parents for money management advice, but one-third of parents avoid discussing finances with their children. That's why American Century Investments has created the guide, Raising Financially Aware Kids. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
We want children to learn the differences between needs and wants, as well as the basic aspects of debt and borrowing. We also want them to establish good saving and investing habits at an early age.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com/kids. That's AmericanCentury.com/kids.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Coming up the next hour, I got some of the amazing HD highlights of the press conferences and confronting the head of CNN, secret police operations, who engages in thought crime. Detection and eradication. That means the First Amendment. Amazing stuff coming up next hour. A bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. A ton of other news. But they're intensifying their lies. Roger, we were talking this morning how it's all been scripted the last few weeks with just Amarosa and then this and then that. Just one fake thing after the next. And then we discovered, okay, the witnesses say they didn't tell Bob Woodward this. But by then, we're on to the next lie till it's just such a crescendo. And you can see how it's all the same script. He's incompetent. He's a moron. He hates Southerners. He hates black people. He's a fake. But then if he's such an idiot, how'd he get elected? And then how have things turned around? It's the same New York Times that told us that there was a 98% chance Hillary was going to win for 2 years.
Yeah, you can see this as an orchestrated campaign to dominate the news cycle. So you had 3 days of Amarosa, 5 days of John McCain, which is kind of like, you know, at the beach with Bernie. Then you had the Woodward thing, but that didn't stay up there very long because it got knocked down so quickly. So now we have the phony New York Times anonymous editorial. By the way, I have an editorial coming up at Stone Cold Truth. It's anonymous, but it's from a senior official at the Clinton Foundation who says that Hillary held the women down while Bill raped them. It's just as credible as the New York Times. It's anonymous, of course, but we stand by it. Senior Clinton Foundation official. This is such transparent BS that it's almost laughable if the mainstream media didn't pick up this stuff and run with it like a pack of rabid dogs.
And that's the thing, is that the rabidness is just accelerating with 61 days left to total cuckoo land, where the stuff they're doing to me that I'll be able to cover soon, I'm checking with lawyers, is so insane and so obvious and so over the top. I am the Russians. Here, bag of money. I mean, it's getting cuckoo land.
You know, the thing that's interesting, though, Alex, and I was thinking about this last night, is President Trump has had a number of really historic firsts, but he has never once gone to the American people with an Oval Office address, something that's been very effectively used by all of his predecessors.
Oh, I've been saying this. He needs to be doing them every week until the election.
Well, he needs to do one now. He needs to take action, declassify all of the FISA warrant material would be an excellent start, and then go to the American people and explain why he's doing this. It would get the far left and the Democrats and the deep staters on defense as opposed to offense. They've got a track record of lies and criminality that he has the keys to exposing. He needs to do it and then take his case right to the American people. Like Reagan, he's a great communicator. He speaks the people's language, but he should avail himself of the bully pulpit, and he should do a televised address to the nation. The time has come.
I totally agree with you, Roger. And again, words cannot describe how critical this moment and juncture in history is. You've accurately predicted with precision how they'd roll out what, when they'd roll it out. With 61 days left, what do you expect them to do? With all of the talking heads saying, remove him, both parties remove him, and Nikki Haley, you know, behind the scenes working against him, and Pence going and parading around at McCain's funeral. I'm not trying to attack Pence. I hope he's a good guy, but looks like he's hedging his bets. I mean, it's so obvious that all of this is a load of garbage.
Well, the most disturbing part about this was our recognition that the takedown of InfoWars was the precursor to all of this. The last thing they want is us out there every day, every night, pounding away at their phony narrative. So that's why you could tell when they moved on us, when one fateful day they suddenly removed InfoWars from virtually every viable social media platform, that this was related to something big, that the big event was coming. Now we see precisely what it is, the attempted takedown of the president in a 25th Amendment coup. When you have voices as diverse as Steve Schmidt and Andrew Cuomo, or pardon me, Chris Cuomo, all on the same message, Republicans and Democrats must get together and realize the Trump presidency is a national crisis and remove him. No, the national crisis was what was left to us by the Bush, Clinton, Obama combine that ran this country into the ground. That's the crisis. Trump is cleaning up their mess. And now the takedown of InfoWars was integral because they don't want us out there with the clarion call. They realize that you're a modern day Paul Revere, Alex. They got to shut you up because you're going to tip everybody off as to what is coming. That's why they have been so spectacularly unsuccessful in their attempts to silence us. You try to shut Alex Jones up, he's just going to yell louder. Don't you get it?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not bragging because I don't want to intentionally make these very wicked criminal individuals that lie about WMDs and kill millions and fund Arab Springs and they're trying to break our families up. I mean, the ruling establishment's very, very cold-blooded. But when I went in there and in front row stared in Mark Warner's face, who we know is behind the censorship with Obama, in the executive orders, you name it, he looked genuinely scared of me. And when I was around everybody else, they just, it was like in the Senate and the House, they'd have doors open just pointing, you know, like Godzilla had just come out of the ocean. And it shows really how pathetic they are, because everyone else just worships these senators and worships these people. Little Marco Rubio comes out with his big giant Ferengi ears and says, oh, who are you? I didn't even get in his press conference. We were waiting in the hall to interview him. That's what you do. And then he says, I don't know who you are. I swear to God, I don't. You know, saying, I don't matter. Everyone sees through this. It shows how insane they are. And then coming up next hour, I have a CNBC clip where I'm ranting about authoritarianism and how they're shutting down the independent media and they cut the live feed. So this is all coming up in the next hour, Roger, but it is just a hysterical time for these people.
You know, I think a serious question here would be, is Marco Rubio literally the only person on planet Earth who doesn't know who Alex Jones is? I mean, I know you were very upset about this, almost despondent that he doesn't know who you is. You are, Alex. I mean, what cave did this guy live in to not recognize what's going on to conservative and Republican voices on the internet? Marco Rubio is allegedly a conservative Republican. He seemed oblivious to the entire issue of internet censorship and obsessed only with how the Russians and the Chinese may be censoring people. I can't even figure out what planet this guy is on, or how anybody can be this detached from reality.
Well, another thing,
watching that video, he has even less hair than I thought he had.
Well, in some of the articles, they claim that I assaulted him. All I did was barely pat him on the arm. When he first walks over, I said, "Hey, you were talking about China and censorship. Thank you. Hey, let's get into some of the other stuff." He just starts laughing at me and wouldn't even answer my question about conservatives being deplatformed. Doesn't he get what a popular subject that is, and that would endear him to his audience?
Well, and Jack Posobiec from, One America News tells me he was sweating profusely. So clearly you put this guy on the spot. He's a lightweight, as you know. I would predict you right now he doesn't fill out this Senate term. If the Republicans are successful in electing a governor in Florida, I think Rubio will leave the Senate to cash in on his deep state connections. But to say that he doesn't know who you are and to refuse to engage you in a respectful debate on the legitimate issue of internet censorship just shows you what a pussy he is.
Well, let's be clear. I was in the front page of a bunch of papers everywhere about Jack Dorsey saying he didn't ban me, but that he also didn't give the order not to ban me. The hearings were partially about me. He knows full well who I am. They were talking about me in the hearing an hour before. So he's sitting there saying, I'm not going to respond to you. It's another form of censorship. I mean, I'm saying, hey, let's fight censorship. I don't know who you are. So it's very Orwellian.
Yeah, he's the little Lord Fauntleroy of American politics. I mean, he is so very precious and so very fragile. He's also, as you have to admit, much shorter than you thought he would be, which is why the president called him Little Marco.
Well, it's not bad that he's short. I mean, it's just that he's so arrogant. We'll be right back with...
I've had it up here with him, if you want to know the truth.
I'm only like 5'11", and a hunch over, so I'm about 5'6". I'm actually 4 feet tall. The truth is, I like Marco Rubio, and I wanted to be friendly and actually try to get him to talk about censorship, but that didn't happen. Said he acted like a tough guy. Remember, we've got big sales that are about to end. 50% off of many of our best-selling items. We're about to sell out of some of them, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The sun.